From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A big election in Myanmar. Vote counting is underway following that nation's first free election in a quarter of a century. Voters were seen walking about with ink-stained fingers, indicating they had cast their ballots, many for the first time in their lives. The National League for Democracy is expected to gain a majority. Steve Herman is following the election.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote-getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA correspondent Steve Herman, Europeans are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands. The exodus follows the recent airline crash that killed hundreds of Russian tourists. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said by the end of Sunday, 5,000 British citizens will have left the Red Sea destination. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his government last week to facilitate the return of Russian travelers from Egypt. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital Bujumbura late Saturday and killed at least 9 people. Witnesses said the attackers ordered people sitting outside to come inside the building and then open fire. Witnesses told the French news agency the gunmen wore police uniforms. International concern is growing about the increased violence in Burundi following the president's decision to seek a third term. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act, but he says the leaks will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. 2 people, a high-ranking Holy See official and an Italian woman who is a public relations expert, were arrested last week on suspicion of leaking church documents. Authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis in the West Bank Sunday, killing at least 3 people before Israeli police opened fire and killing the assailant. The incident is the latest in a wave of violence to hit Israel and the Palestinian territories since the start of October. Rumors that Israel plans to take over an East Jerusalem religious site revered by Muslims and Jews has been at the center of the violence. Israel has consistently denied those rumors. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conceded defeat, suffering a major political setback Sunday when his party was trounced in parliamentary elections in one of India's biggest states. In still incomplete unofficial returns aired on television channel NDTV, voting in Bihar state shows Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, leading in the contests for only 61 seats in Bihar's 243-seat assembly, while a coalition of rival parties was leading in the races for 176 seats. Croatian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament. A key exit poll shows the opposition Croatian Democratic Union and the ruling Social Democratic Party in a virtual tie. With vote counting underway late Sunday, both parties were still on course to win about 56 seats each in the 151-member parliament, an outcome expected to trigger a fierce scramble for allies from several smaller parties ahead of the next legislative session. Campaigning for Uganda's presidential election officially begins Monday. Candidates include incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, former Prime Minister Patrick Amama Mbabazi, and main opposition leader Kizza Besigye. The presidential campaign is due to end on February 16th. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine the cause of death for 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin. An acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon has been sold for $2.4 million. The J160E Gibson was sold Saturday by Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles to an undisclosed buyer. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.